Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's game day, Brew Crew fans, and we'll get you ready before first pitch. Coming up, today's starting lineups. We'll debate the hot topics in Milwaukee. Plus, you'll hear from the skipper, now live from the Fan On Deck Studios. This is the Pella Windows and Doors Baseball On Deck Show, presented by Allegra Allergy Relief, on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, you Milwaukee maniacs. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, here on Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb, here getting you ready for Brewers, Braves, game two of their weekend set. Sam Schmitz alongside. He's pressing all the right buttons to keep us on the air, doing a fantastic job as well. Before we get started with everything here on the show, Brewers do make a roster move today. They recall Chase Anderson from the injured list. He's going to get the start today. Jacob Barnes, he's been optioned to AAA San Antonio. So Barnes gets a couple innings last night, and he's on his way to go help out AAA. And Chase Anderson back in the starting rotation tonight. Before we get to today's game, let's put a bow on yesterday's game. Yoli Chacin, he gets the start, and it didn't go well. You know, bottom of the first inning, Freddie Freeman gets an RBI ground out to put the Braves up 1-0. Bottom of the second, Ozzie Albies, sack fly, 2-0. Bottom three, Freddie Freeman, home run, 3-0. You know, then Yoli's kind of settled in, and he pitched a scoreless fourth and a scoreless fifth. And while he wasn't economical with his pitches, his pitch count was really high early in this game. He did settle down and kept the Brewers within striking distance for sure. He exits with a 3-0 deficit. And then in the sixth inning, Craig Counsell turns to Corbin Burnes. And let's just say the sixth inning was a nightmare. Nine runs allowed. Feel like Ferris Bueller, day off. Nine times. Yeah, nine runs, and, you know, before you know it, the Brewers are down a dozen to nothing. 12-0 after six. They do make a little comeback, you know, in the seventh inning. Orlando Arcia, RBI single. Now it's 12-1. In the eighth inning, Ryan Braun, he grounds out, picks up an RBI. Now it's 12-2. Then Jacob Nottingham, he comes to the plate in a 10-run deficit, and here's Nottingham.
Back as well. Nottingham with a fly ball out the right field. This is hit well, and this is gone. Opposite field homer for Jacob Nottingham.
Yeah, first home run of his career. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Then it's 12-4. So the Brewers, they're chipping away, you know, making a little comeback late, still down eight. And then in the ninth inning, Ryan Braun had a two RBI single. They're down 12-6. And then Nottingham again, he has a two RBI single and got the score to 4-run deficit. It was 12-8, but the Brewers couldn't tack on any more. Yoli Chacin, like I said, five innings. He gave up eight hits, three runs, a walk, and three strikeouts. Corbin Burnes, two-thirds of an inning. He was able to record two outs last night, gave up five hits, seven runs, two walks. He did strike out two, but he allowed three homers. So it just not a good outing at all for Corbin. Ryan Braun, You know, 1-for-5, 3 RBI and a strikeout. Jacob Nottingham, 2-for-3, 4 RBIs for him. So he had himself a day. But let's flush yesterday, a 12-8 loss. Put it out of your mind. Just one game, and let's get the starting lineups for tonight.
You're listening to the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on The Fan. Who's batting first? Here's today's look around the diamond with the starting lineup. Sponsored by Waukesha Sports Cards, your shopping headquarters for sports collectibles and authentic hand-signed memorabilia. Go to WaukeshaSportsCards.com for a list of their upcoming autograph signings.
All right, tonight, Brewers, Braves, the Braves, they enter the game 24-21. That's good for second place in the NL East. They're a game and a half back of the Philadelphia Phillies. Atlanta, they're currently 13-11 at home, and they do sport a +6 in the run differential column. The Braves, their lineup for tonight, Ronald Acuna Jr., he's going to be patrolling center field and leading off. Dansby Swanson playing shortstop, hitting second. In the three-hole, Freddie Freeman at first base. Josh Donaldson, he's cleaning up and manning the hot corner tonight for Atlanta. Nick Markakis batting fifth out in right field. Austin Riley, he's playing left and hitting sixth for the Braves. Brian McCann, he's behind the dish batting seventh. Ozzie Albies at second base in the eighth hole and hitting last and doing the pitching tonight. Kevin Gausman, he's 2-3. He's got a 4.50 ERA, 46 strikeouts and 17 walks on the season. Tonight will be his first start since serving a 5-game suspension for throwing at Marlins pitcher Jose Urena last month. He's 1-0 with a 1.13 ERA against the Brewers in his career. Again, for the bad guys, Acuna, Swanson, Freeman, Donaldson, Merkakis, Riley, McCann, Albies, and Gausman. Now for your 27-20 Milwaukee Brewers. That's good for second place in the NL Central, a game and a half back behind the Cubs. The Brewers, they're 11-12 on the road so far this season. Their run differential just keeps getting better and better, even after that four-run loss last night. They're still +14 in the run differential column. However, they're only 6-4 out of their last 10 games. Brewers, they go to battle tonight, trying to even this series at one like this. Lorenzo Cain leads off and plays center field. Christian Yelich, he's out in right, Mr. MVP. He hits second. Ryan Braun out in left tonight, batting third. Cleaning up and at the hot corner, Mike Moustakas. Jesus Aguilar in the five-hole playing first base tonight. Yasmani Grandal back behind the dish, hitting sixth. Batting seventh, Keston Hira, and playing second base in the eighth spot in the lineup tonight, Hernan Perez out at shortstop and hitting last and doing the pitching for the Brewers, Chase Anderson. 2-0 on the season, 3.20 ERA, 22 strikeouts, only 9 walks. He was just recalled, like I said a minute ago, from the injured list. He had right middle finger laceration, blister popped open, and he wasn't able to make his the last scheduled start that he had. He goes on the injured list. He's off. Jacob Barnes goes down. Anderson, he's 2-0 with a 4.84 ERA against Atlanta in his career. Again, the winning lineup tonight for your Milwaukee Brewers: Cain, Yelich, Braun, Moustakas, Aguilar, Grandal, Hira, Perez, Anderson. Now we turn to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Welcome in the star of the Wendy's Big Show, also the star of the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show that can be heard after every Brewers game right here on The Fan. It's everybody's favorite baby, Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. How we doing, Billy?
Fantastic, Jeff.
All right. We talked a little bit about 4 minutes last night after the game. Corbin Burnes, man, just what a dumpster fire he was last night.
And how difficult it is to see Corbin Burnes continue these struggles, man. It was another night where every fastball was up, and the location on every pitch was up in the zone. You can't miss belt high 96 miles an hour down the pipe. Any part of the plate that you give major league hitters, especially that Braves lineup, there are some powerhouse dudes in that lineup. Donaldson, and you look at Acuna, Freeman, up and down that lineup, they got some thump. Markakis is one of the best good baseball players in the game, and he's been that for a long time. They have a lot of talent on that lineup. And Corbin Burns only managed to need 30 pitches to give up 7 runs and 3 homers. Nothing like you would have expected for him after last season.
Yeah, well, he definitely was economical in giving up those runs, only 30 pitches to give up 7 runs. He did record 2 outs, so he's got that going for him. But yeah, you know, and then today, Jacob Barnes, you know, he threw a couple innings last night. He gets sent down.
And it makes sense. Somebody had to fall on the sword. Jacob Barnes, about 40 pitches he ended up throwing last night. But you know what, Pipe Bomb? It's the circle of life is what I think we're going to start calling it with that 24th and 25th man spot. In the Brewers' bullpen, you're going to see a lot of guys up and down and names going back and forth, but I'm excited to see what Chase does for you tonight. He started rolling before he had to go down with that blister injury, so I'm excited to see how Chase throws today.
Yeah, Chase has been fantastic since he's rejoined the starting rotation here. One last thing on last night. Now, you know, I'm always the first one to throw guys under the bus, and Craig Counsell is no exception, and all that. If they make a decision that I don't agree with, a decision that blows up in their face, I definitely let them know about it. So let me give credit to Craig Counsell for how he managed that bullpen last night. You know, Corbin Burns, the Braves scored 9 runs in the 6th inning. You get 2 outs out of Burns, you get 2 innings or 2 1/3 from Barnes, and then you throw HP out there, and Perez pitches a scoreless 8th, and he hasn't been scored upon since he's been on the mound. And it was a great job for him saving his bullpen for the rest of the weekend. It was an ass whooping yesterday. And the fact that you have all your top line relievers from Guerra, Hader, you got Albers, you've got JJ, all of them still available, all had a day of rest yesterday, all ready and fired up and ready to go for today and tomorrow's game. I just want to give a little tip of the hat to Counsell there.
Absolutely, and you know what, too, Jeff, we talk about it on the post-game show a lot. Craig manages the bullpen to win tonight's game, but when the score is 12-0 after 6 innings, you got to worry about trying to win 2 more ball games because the off days have been kind of few and far between, especially on this 10-game, 10-day road trip where you hit up 3 cities, 3 big-time teams. You're going to need those guys, and you have an opportunity for these next 2 days to make it a winning road trip, which is something that a lot of people starting out 8 days ago would have been incredibly happy with.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Getting into today's game, you know, Chase Anderson gets the start, 2-0. Like we said, you know, his ERA is 3.20. He's only given up, 2 or 3 home runs since he's been back in the starting lineup. He's, you know, he's fixing that problem that plagued him all of last season. You know, he looks like a different guy this year, Tausch.
Well, and it's difficult for me to think about Chase in the realm of how he's moved his mechanics around. And in spring training, all we're hearing is a guy that's reworking his delivery. He's making sure that he's keeping his face down towards the mound so he can continue to stay balanced. And it kind of didn't do what he had planned it to do, and he continued to have the ball up in the zone during spring training. Scraps it, goes into the bullpen, works hard. And if he can recapture, man, what he was like in that 2017 season, the Brewers are going to be in really, really good shape. It starts tonight, and it sure helps when you had a Chase Anderson who, when you start a three young starters in Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta, you got a veteran like Chase Anderson out of the bullpen to fall back on. This is why you were happy that you had that insurance policy.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we've talked a lot about breaking camp with the three young starters for the Brewers, but you know, Jimmy Nelson made his third rehab start yesterday in San Antonio, 5 2/3 scoreless. three hits. He struck out eight guys last night. I know it's San Antonio and it's AAA and it's a different story in the majors, but, you know, you've got to be pretty confident with what Jimmy Nelson will bring back to the table when he finally gets back up here as well.
And he's going to bring up energy. He's going to bring up juice, Jeff. That guy has that clubhouse fired up. He's loved by those guys there. We were down there in spring training. Remember that when he made that first appearance?
Yep.
And you got the Yeliches and Brauns and everybody that was already out of the game. They stuck around. Everybody was up on the top edge of that dugout. And I remember a friend of mine texted me from the bleachers, a fan of the White Sox, and they said, you know, what's going on with this pitcher? Why is everybody making sure that they're out there to see him? He has a lot behind him. And if 52 can get back to anywhere what he was before that injury, as long as he's giving you serviceable innings, Jeff, he's going to be in that rotation. And I think it's going to be a huge boost for the team.
Oh, absolutely. Just his presence in that clubhouse is going to help the confidence. You know, he's a steady veteran presence in that clubhouse. And, yeah, you know, at spring training, he comes off the mound, and that clubhouse, man, it was like a party down there. And the game is still going on. And, you know, everybody was there, high fives and hugging and everything like that. The mood in that clubhouse after Nelson, you know, came off the mound was just, it was great, and you expect him to bring the same thing when he gets recalled.
Can't wait for him, man. Jimmy's a really, really good dude, and he's been to this point, worked really, really hard. And he's one of those guys, too, and Jeff, I think it's a great point to look at when, as a point of reference, with Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns. Jimmy Nelson came up as a second-round pick out of University of Alabama, and he was expected to come up and kind of dominate. Jimmy went through his struggles and then got to a point where he was one of the most dominant pitchers in the National League when he goes down. It's going to be exciting to see just where he's at once he comes back. One thing I do know is Big Sweat's going to have the competitiveness whenever he gets the ball, man. That dude is a competitor. He loves the win, and he loves playing baseball.
Yeah, well, that was a great point you made about, you know, him working through his struggles and stuff. I definitely give the Brewers a lot of credit because, you know, obviously we live in a kind of a Twitter world now where everything is instant reaction, and you serve up a home run and you suck and you sit there and you throw eight scoreless and maybe you're okay, you know, and then the Brewers, they sat there, they've dealt with the struggles from Chase Anderson. They withstood some struggles from Zach Davies. You know, they don't pull the plug on these guys as quick as a lot of the fan base would like them to, and it's paid off time after time after time.
It's the price of competing and rebuilding at the same time. We talked to David Stearns about it when he joined us out in Arizona, too, and Tim and I have talked to counts about it. And David Stearns mentioned it pretty openly where you have to balance guys at the major league level and also balance the opportunity that you're trying to have and the opportunity that you have in front of you. This team was a game away from going to a World Series. Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, and Brandon Woodruff were in this rotation because they were expected to help you win a World Series. I still think they're going to. And Corbin Burns in that bullpen is going to be vital, but these are the growing pains that you have to deal with at the major league level, but you also supplement it by helping yourself out. When you identify a problem, you go out and get a veteran like Theo Gonzalez. And he can kind of help steady that boat for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Billy, thank you for a few minutes, buddy. Appreciate it.
No problem, Pipe Bomb. Talk to you later,
buddy. All right, there's Bill Baby Tao Schmitty. Join me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, it's roundtable time. Two of the biggest studs that work at the Fan, Chuck Freeman, Joe Zenzola, will join me. That's coming up next. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
It's time to debate the big issues surrounding the crew. Get ready for the roundtable. Brought to you by McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe. I'm getting you ready for Brewers-Braves Game 2 of this weekend series. Hopefully the crew can tie up the series at a game apiece. Now we head out to the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Welcome in the star of Chuck and Winkler. It is Chuck Freeman. How you doing today, player?
Pipe Bomb, you are always in a good mood. What is the secret to that? Tell me the secret to that. You are always in a good mood every time I see you.
Oh, you know, just that healthy lifestyle I lead, Chucky. You know me, buddy.
Same guy all the time. Same personality. I like it.
All right, and on the other side of the round table here, another player in his own right, Joe Zenzola, producer extraordinaire on a Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network weekdays from 6 to 10 here on The Fan. JoJo, how you doing, bud?
I am doing swell, Jeff. You mean 10 to 2, not 6 to 10. Unless something happened in my job description where I'm now producing the morning show.
You know, I got mush mouth. 10 to 2, you're 100% correct. You know, my watch is Polish, just like me. So, okay, guys. So, last night, obviously, you know, I know that both of you were down at the Bucks game working hard and providing fantastic coverage for not only us to play and, you know, totally poach all the sound that you guys collect, but also for the ears of all our listeners. And hats off to you guys. You guys do a fantastic job, and thank you so much. Now, you know, Corbin Burns, he comes out of the bullpen last night, two-thirds of an inning, 5 hits, 7 runs, 2 walks, allowed 3 home runs. Now, that's a story in and of itself, but what I want you guys to listen to is about this 15-second clip where Corbin Burns just completely throws Yasmani Grandal right under the bus and drives it over him about 10 times. Listen to this, guys.
You know, when I went down, it wasn't a matter of, you know, stuff wasn't there. We just happened to be throwing the wrong pitches at the wrong time. And so, you know, we went down, got the confidence back, started mixing the speeds, worked on the fastball location. And you know, ever since being back up here, it's been a complete, you know, 180 turn. So it's been nice.
Yeah, a 180 turn, my ass. Look at yesterday. Not a problem of his stuff. It's the wrong pitches at the wrong time. Chuck, do you just chalk this up to a young guy not, you know, kind of putting his foot in his mouth? Or, you know, what do you think happened with this quote here?
I mean, he didn't call Yasmani out by name. You know, he might have shook it off a few pitches, and that's the route he might have taken. I don't completely look at it, Jeff, as him throwing Yasmani under the bus. You know, I mean, it's a dual effort, obviously, but, and I think both of those guys had something to do with it. But the ball, again, as Giannis would say, at the end of the day, that's the new drinking game in town. Anytime Giannis at his press conference says, at the end of the day, you take a shot or two. But I'd say at the end of the day that Corbin Burns giving up way too many home runs. I mean, 3 home runs again, and this wasn't even a start for him. So, I don't know. I mean, the guy's not good enough to start right now. He's got good stuff, but that home run ratio has got to cut down. And you know, they got to attack it. And the major league level is not a place to attack it.
Yeah, well, he gave up more home runs than he got outs in last night's game. And yes, he did not say Yasmani Grandal's name. However, no other catcher on this Brewers team has caught one pitch from Corbin Burns. Joe, what do you make of his comments?
Yeah, I'm with Chuck. I really don't. I'm not making a big deal about it. I mean, the first thing is, guys, Yasmani Grandal, I'm going to cut him a little bit of slack. He's still trying to get on the same page with all these guys. I think there's some chemistry things there that, you know, he's still working on compared to maybe what Manny Pena has had with a lot of these guys for a longer period of time. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, Manny Pena's hurt now, so you can't really rely on him anymore. You know, at the end of the day, I think Corbin Burns should just go back down to AAA and work on stuff. You know, here I'm thinking maybe the relief role is just better for him because he proved it last year that that's where he was more comfortable. But I think he needs to go back down to AAA and just work on everything and get a few starts under his belt because, you know, the Brewers want him to be a starter. And with Chase Anderson coming back off the DL today, you have plenty of depth right now in your rotation to where, you know, now is a good time to get Corbin Burns figured out a little bit. And I just think it makes all the sense in the world. I mean, it's unfortunate Corbin Burns has been this bad for the Brewers. I was expecting a little bit more out of him. But, again, when you have a young guy that's still trying to, you know, get everything in place, especially after the way he pitched last year, he just needs some more time. It's the growing pains of a young pitcher. So I'm okay just sending him down and letting him figure it out. And in the meantime, you've got plenty of pitchers here that are in a good spot right now and helping the Brewers win baseball games.
All right, we're joined on the round table, Chuck Freeman and Joe Zanzola on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. Yeah, I don't want to, pour gas on the fire here. It's just those comments just, struck me when, he's calling out his catcher. And then that was in pregame yesterday. And then he just gets absolutely tattooed during his outing. Now, Chase Anderson tonight, he comes off the injured list, had that popped blister on his finger. And I know that we're all hoping that Chase goes back to the starter that he's been his last few outings so far this season. Chuck, what's your faith in Chase Anderson tonight?
I remember a couple of, it seems like, six, seven, 8 weeks ago, I was telling you right here on this show, it might have been either Saturday or a Sunday on deck that you were hosting, Jeff, and I said, but Chase Anderson would only get in the starting rotation if somebody failed and they desperately needed somebody. And he's taken advantage of it. Now, unfortunately for him, he got hurt, or he had the blister thing. So, yeah, I'm feeling a little better about him, but I want a little bit more sample size of Chase going out there and getting outs. But he's done that so far. He's pitched very well, and he's kind of been the guy. He's kind of not reestablishing where he was a few seasons ago. But I'm getting a little bit more faith in him. Let's just see how he does once he gets gets the pitching again. But I like the way he was pitching, and they need somebody to step up. A few guys to continue to step up in this pitching staff. It took a little beating last night, but the pitching has been pretty good. And I think Chase can be a part of it as long as he's pitching well. He controls that.
Yeah, he has. Joe, what's your confidence level in Mr. Anderson tonight?
Well, it would be nice if he goes out there and not gives up a home run. Let's just start right there. This has been my whole take on Chase Anderson. Ever since he went out a couple of years ago and had a career year for the Brewers, quite frankly, I think that is probably the best Chase Anderson's ever going to pitch in his career. I don't think he's ever going to throw with an ERA under 3. I just don't see that, because if you look at his baseball card numbers, he's always been a steady guy. His ERA's been right around 4. The home run ball has always been his kryptonite. But, this is a guy that can find a happy medium between those two versions of Chase Anderson. And I think it was very encouraging what he was doing after he got back into the rotation, had a couple of starts under his belt. He looked not too bad. I really hope that Chase Anderson can just go out there, limit the home runs, get outs, get at least 5 innings, and get to the bullpen. I think that's all he can really ask for at this point. And if he's somewhere in the middle of where he was 2 years ago and the worst Chase Anderson that we've seen, I think he'll take that right now. I think he will. If he can help carry the rotation for the next couple of months leading into the trade deadline, I'm all for that. And then that way the Brewers can kind of reassess where they are and who they feel comfortable with. But Chase Anderson, it would be nice if he can get through tonight without giving up a home run. That would be ideal.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. All I want out of tonight is, about 6 innings and 3 or less runs from Chase, and I think the Brewers are going to be in good shape. Hernan Perez, he's in the starting lineup. He's hitting 8th, playing shortstop tonight, giving Orlando Arcia the day off. Perez, he's been hot lately. In the last week, he's hitting .333. So, Chuck, do you just chalk this up as a day off for Orlando, or do you think it's kind of he's had some kind of lazy defensive miscues lately? You think this is kind of a disciplinary thing, or do you think this is just a day off for Orlando?
It'd be a combination of both, Jeff. I think it might be that he needs a day off a Saturday night and then get it back in the lineup on Sunday. And then, the double error the other night, a rare double error, Craig wasn't too happy about that. So I'm just going to say chalk it up to, a combination of maybe let him sit for a day and just maybe a day of rest too.
All right. Well, sounds good. Chuck, I want to thank you for joining us. You could follow Chuck Freeman on Twitter, at Chuck Freeman. You got to figure out how to put a player in there in your tag there, Chuck. But the rock star of Chuck and Winkler, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. here on The Fan. I hope your golf game is fantastic this weekend, Chuck, and the rain holds off so you can get out there and hit the links.
You know what my question is? When are we going to go out and get some brewskis? When is that happening?
Hey, I'm always open. I can't drink anymore, but I'll sit right next to you, and we'll throw some darts and have some fun, Chucky. Hey,
you could cheer me on, throw some charts, and my girlfriend Shannon just heard you. She said, that's okay, as long as Pipe Bomb is part of the mix.
Hey, man, you guys can party. I'll be the DD, and we'll throw some darts, and hopefully I can take some money, because hopefully the drunker you get, the less bullseyes you're going to hit. Well, have a great weekend, and tell Shannon that we all say hello, Chucky.
You got it, my man. Thanks.
Take care. Joe, same question to you. You think that Perez getting the start instead of Arcia is disciplinary, or you think it's just a day off?
I think it's just a day off. Orlando Arcia has played the majority of games so far this season. I mean, look, I get frustrated when Arcia is making boneheaded mistakes defensively, because you know what? We cut him some slack when he's at the plate, because he's never going to be this great 300 hitter. I mean, that's not who Orlando Arcia is. You have Arcia for his defense. This is a kid that can become a Gold Glover someday. I really believe that. But when you're talking about defensive runs saved and all of that, he can't be making stupid mistakes. I mean, I'm willing to sacrifice some of the bad if I'm getting very good defense on a daily basis. And when he does dumb things, even when it comes to fielding a routine ground ball, I mean, you can't have that out of him. As for Hernan Perez, I mean, I've always liked Hernan. He is the perfect utility guy for the Milwaukee Brewers, and it even helps when he's able to get you an inning like he did last night. You know, he's never going to be a great hitter, but he's going to have spurts where he'll get into a hot stretch over the course of a few games when he gets playing time. So I think he remains an asset for the Brewers, and if he's your eighth hitter in tonight's lineup, I don't think that's a bad deal either.
Yeah, all great points, Joe. That's why you're the rock star. That's Joe Zanzola from the Bill Michaels Show, greatest producer on the face of the planet. You can hear Bill Michaels Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 right here on The Fan. Joe, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, sir.
You as well, my friend. Go Brewers.
You got it. And you can follow Joe at Radio Joe Sports on Twitter. We got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got a lot more. You're going to hear from Craig Counsell. You're going to hear from Jeremy Jeffress. But before we do that, Chuck and Joe both join me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
All right, and I lied. Before we go to break here, let's get the weather report from down in Atlanta.
How's the turf? Is weather a factor in today's game? Let's get the Steins Garden and Home Field and Game Conditions. Steins Premium 4-Step Lawn Program is comparable to national brands for less. Formulated exclusively for Wisconsin lawns. 16 locations, family-owned since 1946. Shop Steins.com.
Well, I am no Drew Burgoyne, but I will do my best to fill in for Drew. Field and game conditions down in Atlanta. Right now it's 86 degrees down there, 45% humidity. They got a slight 7-mile-an-hour wind blowing out of the south-southwest. So a tad breezy, but nothing bad. For first pitch, it's going to be 85 degrees, same humidity, same 7-mile-an-hour south-southwest wind. So there should be no precipitation in the forecast, and it should be a great night for baseball. When we come back, you know, like I said, you hear from Craig Counsell, you hear from Jeremy Jeffress. We'll be right back here on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Baseball is 90% mental, and the other half is physical. So who's injured on the crew? Here's today's injury report. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Injury report, Jimmy Nelson, talked about him earlier, made his third rehab start for AAA San Antonio yesterday. 5 2/3 scoreless innings, only allowed 3 hits and a walk. He struck out 8 guys. Nelson is scheduled to start again Thursday for San Antonio. Manny Pena, 10-day injured list, right hamstring discomfort. And Travis Shaw, he has that mysterious trip to the 10-day DL with a right wrist sprain. So make of that what you want. Let's go inside the clubhouse.
Now, here's the behind-the-scenes info as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch and dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh yeah, good stuff at Coach's always. Let's hear from Jeremy Jeffress. He joined the Bill Michaels Show a few days ago. He joins every week on Tuesdays on the Bill Michaels Show. Jeremy Jeffress, first question he was asked about the weather back in that series against Chicago.
Oh, man, you can't get any worse than that, man. I don't know how they made us play in that.
Well, considering, what was it, last year they had you have a rain out on a sunny day, right?
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable, man. I'm talking about the wind chill, everything that goes along with it. It was raining. I mean, that rain was freezing, dude.
It was a bad weekend when it came to the weather. You guys drop a couple of games in the process. You lost again last night. But there are some things that are good. There's some things that are bad. Let me ask you this, because last year, you guys got off to such a hot start this year. And then things have cooled a bit, but it seems like it's kind of up and down. There's a little ebb and flow to this. Last year, you got off to a rough start, and then things just began to take off. Where do you feel as a team right now you guys are?
Honestly, I mean, we just right now, us for us, and you know, just for the guys, we got to understand that baseball is baseball, and you know, we got to continue to play, you know, how we know how to play. And honestly, the baseball guys are going to take care of everything, man. Because you know, it'll be days. I mean, Lorenzo Cain went the other day in Philly. I think the last game. I think he went like 1-for-4. He got the first knock. You know, and then he went 1-for-4. He comes to the first game tonight, last night, and goes 5-for-6. So it's like you can't get outside of your comfort zone and like panic. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep pushing. You know.
How is every week you and I talk about the pitching staff in general? Guys are feeling it out. I mean, they've had a lot of adjustment. It seems like the last guy on the roster is the guy that pitched that night who has options. And then that guy, I mean, how tough is it when you've got constantly new faces being run out there?
Honestly, with the bullpen, man, I feel like we're appreciating all the help we can get. Any new face that we see, you know, we're accepting them with, you know, with open arms and making sure that they're prepared to throw, you know, two to three innings, you know, maybe throw back-to-back days. So, you know, we're everybody we see, you know, we're happy to see them because, you know, we need all the help we can get down in that bullpen. And we feel like we're set, man. We're doing pretty good down there.
You guys feel tired?
No, I don't say we feel tired. We just know the work that we have.
Is there a difference? I mean, if you get used a lot, usually, you know, you get a little arm tired. I mean, so, yeah, and they've used the bullpen quite a bit.
Yeah, that's going to happen for sure. I mean, obviously, we know how to take care of ourselves down there. We, you know, we go over stuff every day to make sure we're good with the training staff and make sure that our bodies are just healthy because, like I said, we do know what type of workload we have to take care of each and every day.
I know last night was a tough night for you. You gave up the 2-run shot, but you're also hitting 97 on the gun. Do you feel you're completely back now?
Yeah, I do. Last night I felt absolutely amazing. I went after Bryce Harper and Rhys Hopkins just because I knew the type of hitters they are. I know they have a plan, and honestly, the home run, I've never that was a great hit by the kid, man. He Cesar Hernandez. I've known him for a while. You know, he could play a little bit, but it just surprised me a little. And but yeah, I feel like I'm back where I need to be, and just making sure that I consistently stay there.
When you say you were a little surprised, is it one of those where you let the ball go and it was just a good pitch and you just as much
no,
as you, you
no.
really okay
no no I yes, might have called a breaking ball. I felt like attacking him a different way, and it was not the wrong way. It was not the wrong pitch to attack him by. I threw him a fastball in. His scouting report says that he does not like the ball in, and then. So I tried to attack him a different way, threw it in a location where I guess, you know, and, you know, couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you go with the scouting report and you think you threw a pretty good pitch,
yeah,
and they go get it, I mean, sometimes it's just the guy hits the ball, and, you know, it is what it is.
For sure. For sure. I mean, it happened last year to me with Justin Turner. So, you know, I mean, the guy knows, he knows me, I know him. So, I mean, it's just how we attack each other. And, you know, the other guy won.
When you know, we keep talking about a memory. Now tonight, same situation. Would you do the same thing, or would you do something different?
It just depends. It depends on the scoreboard. The scoreboard will tell you how to play. It just depends on how I would attack them. And if I do, I mean, I would just make the location different. Make the pitch different. Maybe throw a two seamer in there.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. It's just the scoreboard will tell you how to pitch a guy and how the game is going.
I wanted to ask you about Keston Hira coming up. You get a young guy that's a high draft prospect. You guys had a chance to see him in camp and the minor league camp and such, and you get a chance to know these guys a little bit. Now you know the pressure this guy has coming up after Travis gets put on the injured list. Is there anything as a veteran you say to a guy that walks into the clubhouse?
Oh, man, that guy's amazing. I started with him in AAA this year. And honestly, I told him before I left there, you know, I can see your future is going to be bright, man. And once you get up there, treat it like a regular, normal game. It might be a different atmosphere. It might be a lot more fans. But honestly, just treat it like the same game that you just left playing, because that's all it is. That's all it is, just a different atmosphere.
This is the Pella Windows and Doors On Deck Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. What's Craig Council have planned for today's game? Let's find out with today's scoop from the skipper on The Fan.
Welcome back. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Now, Craig Council spoke to the media after the game last night that saw the Brewers fall behind 12-0, thanks in large part to Corbin Burnes and his two-thirds of an inning outing where he allowed 7 runs, including 3 homers. He allowed 3 home runs and only got 2 outs. Here's skipper Craig Council after the game.
Pretty big hill to climb there, but it did start to feel in the ninth inning.
Yeah, no, I mean, we had a great ninth inning and put together some, you know, pitch away from getting the tying run up there. So it was a fun little rally. Obviously a huge hole, but you know, it definitely created some energy in the dugout.
Does press pitching do that too? Like when you get a guy out there, do guys get into it?
I mean, I think the fact that it was a quick inning probably got guys into it. But it was, no, that didn't, you know, Hernan did a good job. He's done it before. You know, your job is just to throw strikes and kind of hope they hit it at somebody.
Yeah, been a pretty frustrating night up to that point, though, hadn't it?
Yeah.
The last couple of things.
Yeah, it was 12-1. Yeah.
Craig, Corbin, he'd been taking, it looked like strides in relief. How big a setback?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what to say. He's been throwing the ball really well. We've been leaning on him for some big outs. I mean, and today, you know, it felt like after the walk of the pitcher, the inning just kind of snowballed on him. And, you know, it's still a little confusing because he gives up a home run and he strikes Freddie Freeman out, and then there's a home run and then another nasty pitches. So it's frankly confusing a little bit. But, it, you know, tonight it just looked like some fastballs that were, you know, middle of the plate.
That pitch, too, it's a good pitch for him, but it's just he's not consistently locating. Is that the best way to say it?
Yeah, I mean, poorly located fastballs are going to be a problem, yeah.
What kind of a bright spot is when a guy like Nottingham hits his first major league home run and he drives in score in a game like that?
Yeah, no, he was a... It was great for Jacob, you know, and, came up with another hit, so definitely something for Jacob to remember. And a nice little game, yeah.
With Corbin, is it just, do you chalk it up as one night, or is it, are the results more concerning than that, considering how well he had pitched prior to that?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, since we moved into the bullpen, this is, you know, the first game, I thought the game that he gave up some runs the first time he pitched, I thought he threw the ball pretty well there. There was, you know, there was a ground ball that goes through for the runs. Tonight he did not throw the ball well. This is, you know, the first time in, what, five or six outings. So, we got to be better than that. There's no question about it. But we'll give him another chance, yeah.
Julius, just another kind of steady pitch.
Yeah, look, I mean, he didn't, you know, he got through it, but he only, there's three runs on the board through five innings, and he gave us a chance. It was not Julius's best outing of the year by any means, but when you look at three runs in five innings, we're in the game. And, we get a leadoff walk in the sixth, and then our big guy's coming up. And so it just, I thought Yelich did what he had to do. I thought his slider wasn't probably as crisp as it's been. You know, we've talked about that being a really good pitch for him this year. But he battled through it like he usually does.
It's probably more a question for tomorrow, but did anybody whisper in your ear about Jimmy? Any report?
I saw the line. That's it. Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
It.
Some of the Brewers are hot, while some are not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not? Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Find out more at bayviewshade.com.
All right, who's hot, who's not for your Milwaukee Brewers in the last week? The last 7 days, let's start out with the not. Yasmani Grandal, he's batting .227 in the last week, 5 of 22. He does have 7 strikeouts in the last week. However, when he does put the bat on the ball, he is having some good results. He's got a triple, 2 doubles, and 8 driven in. But that .227 average puts him in the not hot category. Number two, not hot, Eric Thames. He's hitting .200 in the last week, 2 for 10, 4 strikeouts. He does have 2 doubles and a run batted in. And the birthday boy from yesterday, Ben the Manimal Gamel, 167 in the last week, 3 for 18, 1 RBI, 7 strikeouts for Ben Gamel. In the hot category, Hernan Perez, number 3, he's hitting .333, 4 of 12 in the last week. He's got a homer, a run driven in, and a walk. Number 2, Lorenzo Cain, .357 average, 10 for 28, 3 doubles, an RBI, 4 walks. And Ryan Braun, in the last 7 days, he's hitting .400, 8 for 20. He's got a homer. He's got 2 walks. He's driven in 7. He drove in some big runs last night in the comeback attempt that came up short. Brawny went 1 for 5, but he did have 3 RBI last night. 3 out of the 8 Brewers runs were driven in by Braun. 4 of them were driven in by Nottingham, who's, since he's been called up following Manny Pena's trip to the injured list, has been hitting well. And doing a good job off the bench for the crew. So, again, who's hot? Hernan Perez, Lorenzo Cain, and Ryan Braun in the last week. Those guys are putting up some serious numbers. I want to thank, first of all, let me thank Sam Schmitz. He's pressing all the right buttons here, doing a phenomenal job keeping us on the air. I want to thank all you guys for listening. As you get ready for Brewers-Braves Game 2 of the 3-game weekend set, if you weren't paying attention to the Brewers game yesterday and you were watching the Bucks just dominate that silly team from Canada last night and take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals, welcome back to baseball. And hopefully you're going to watch a hell of a lot better game than we had to sit through last night, because, man, that got ugly. Absolutely ugly.
I want to thank Chuck Freeman and Joe Zanzola for stopping in on the round table. Chuck, obviously, from Chuck and Winkler, weekdays 6 to 10 right here on The Fan. Joe Zanzola, producer extraordinaire for The Bill Michaels Show, 10 to 2 here on The Fan. Thank Baby Tausch, star of The Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6 weekdays here on The Fan. And tonight, obviously, after the game, as always, after the last pitch, you make the switch. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show coming up after the final out of tonight's game, like it does every single game. Tim Allen is going to be here. I'm going to be sitting alongside with him, but make no mistake, Tim Allen is the star of that show. That'll be a lot of fun tonight. And then tomorrow, you got Bucks and Raptors game 3, this time in Canada. And we'll have the Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show following that one. And you'll also have the Brewers postgame show tomorrow as well. Thank you for tuning in. Brewers, Braves, game 2 of the weekend series coming up in just a few minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.